Right now, they're putting $341 million was paid to 4,000 hotel accommodations to house immigrants that don't have homes in our country. And yet, as in the United States, we've got people that are dying, poor, unemployed, on the streets, looking for work, everything that they can possibly do, and they are being completely ignored. That's why they're hitting us with the immigration. They're hitting us with all these threats with the bills. They're destroying the financial market. They're destroying the food chain. This is an attack on our world.
Hey guys, Sean from SGT Report here. Thanks so much for coming on back to the show. That was my very good friend, Christopher James, A Warrior Calls. Normally, I record my interviews in gallery mode, but I accidentally hit save to cloud instead of save to my computer, so it saved the file and it changed the default settings to speaker mode, which is unfortunate. But the content is all here and we're both fit to be tied because in my case, I can't stand infighting. And someone who I thought was a friend took a shot at me today. So we have a lot to talk about in this one and I appreciate you tuning in. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. If you keep your money in a bank, listen up, your savings are at risk. A good portion of the banking system is under extreme stress and some have actually collapsed. The dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning to an all-time high. Commercial real estate is collapsing. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Now, there are no guarantees of any kind, and investing in anything is always a risk, but gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies like trillions and trillions of dollars in debt. In fact, this government is adding $1 trillion of debt every 100 days. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Just visit noblegoldinvestments.com to claim your gold coin or call them at 877-646-5347. The link is below. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very, very much for tuning in. It's Sean from sgtreport.com. I hope God is blessing you and yours today. It's a beautiful day where I am, and I'm very eager to have another conversation with my good friend, A Warrior Calls, Christopher James. But as I was preparing for this interview, and I have a couple of clips to play, I stumbled upon this tweet from Cliff High, someone who I thought was a friend. I've had him on the show years and years ago, talking about so many things, the deep state, cryptos, etc. And somehow my name has been attached to this tweet regarding the wellness company, and evidently Cliff believes SGT Report, Babylon Bee, Sarah Westall, Brett Weinstein, I don't know Phil, but Mel K, Epic Times, we're all cattle walking into the corral. Let me just say one thing about the wellness company, guys. When they reached out to me, it was because of the doctors waking up to the fact that there is a bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. And the fact that people like Dr. Drew now realize that, I think is significant. I know there's a lot to be said about Peter McCullough. Some people love him, some people don't. Some people think he's an infiltrator, some people think he's a truth teller. I've interviewed Dr. James Thorpe personally. I'll tell you his story. He was terminated, fired from a 30 plus year career at a hospital in Texas for daring to tell his pregnant patients the truth about the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. And they fired him for it. And the point is, guys, the wellness company will help you get the stuff you need, the stuff that your doctor, your Western medicine doctor won't give you, ivermectin, whatever, during the next pandemic. The wellness company is doctors who've woken up to the criminality of Rockefeller Western medicine. That's it, full stop. Okay, I'm not Anderson Cooper. I don't get $12 million a year from CNN to gaslight the American people like Rachel Maddow and all the other snakes do. So I don't understand the infighting. I really, really don't. And Chris, can you just comment on that? Because you saw me find Cliff's tweet in real time as I was trying to find a different tweet from, as it would happen, Brent Weinstein, who was just on Tucker Carlson, and he made a brilliant, brilliant point. But now I can't find that clip. But your thoughts on this stuff? I think it's disgusting.
Yeah, it's the age that we live in right now, Sean. And unfortunately, there's a lot of deceit that's out there and there's a lot of great people trying to do good things. I actually, to be honest with you, I didn't know too much about the wellness company. It was only the recent video that Polly, Amazing Polly, put up. And she does she does great work or whatever. And to defend her a little bit, you know, she wasn't saying anybody involved with this. She's just suspicious about how this wellness company was formed. And like I said, at the end of the day, the people in the world, you've got to do your due diligence. You can tell a, you know, you can tell a man by his actions. And if someone's doing something that's not right, it should resonate with you.
Well, of course that's true. But you know what? Maybe we should spend a lot of time, and I'm fine with the wellness company. If there's an investigation that needs to be had, go for it. But maybe we should also concentrate on the Bilderberg Group and the Club of Rome and the Committee of 300 and the Zionist cabal, hell-bent on destroying this world with the total control of the mainstream whore Rothschild media. Okay, maybe that warrants a little bit of our disdain as well, as opposed to Cliff High tweeting out that some of us are leading others right into the corral. I mean, how completely unfair is that? I think it's intellectually dishonest, and I think it's morally bankrupt personally. And I'll show you one other thing that's morally bankrupt. How about your stinking government up there in Canada? Are you ready for this, guys? The new thought crime bill is here.
It's happening, Canada. The Liberal Party has introduced a thought crime bill, aka the Online Harms Act, or Bill C-63. Did you think Bill C-11 was bad? That now prevents Facebook and Instagram from sharing news on your newsfeed if you're a Canadian? Well, this is even worse. Let me explain. With this so-called Online Harms Act, the Canadian government will now have the power to fine you, put you on house arrest, or throw you in jail if you say something that is hateful.
If you say something that is hateful, let me scroll down because I was amused that Scott Adams is waking up to the tyranny in so many different ways. And here's what he has to say about it.
Canada is introducing the Harms Act, where the government can put you under house arrest or make you wear an ankle bracelet if someone else believes that you might in the future write something hateful online. What?
That sounds like pre-crime. Chris, I'm coming back to you. And one thing I want to say before I turn you loose is this. Tyrants always move to make dissent a crime. So they're telling us exactly who they are now.
Yep, they absolutely are, Sean. And like I said, I keep this very simple for people. This goes back to what I've been showing everybody since I came out into the light, so to speak, 4 years ago. These are words written on a piece of paper. You notice everyone there, that second gentleman, he's reading words on a piece of paper. Who wrote that? Governments don't write laws. I don't care how many bills they've got. It has no jurisdiction over you. And that's why people, once they know, Sean, like, see, that stuff doesn't affect me because I understand no one's going to come and arrest me. And if they try and do, well, it's not going to end pretty for them. People need to understand the difference between legal and lawful, and they need to understand that these people that are acting for service corporations, that's what governments are, they don't write laws. This is all massive corrupt theater that we've got going on right now, and it goes right back to my foundation that ignorance, Sean, remains the enemy. The way we move forward on this is very simply and very powerfully. Again, you're only seeing really one side of what's going on. There's a huge, I guess you could say, conglomerate collective that's forming now in Canada. People are awake now. They're finally understanding what's going on these courts. They're finally, it doesn't matter whether it's family, traffic, criminal, whatever, providing they've caused no wrong harm to a man or woman, they're starting to understand now. My uptick has gone right through the roof as far as traffic court. People are getting it. This is no different, Sean. It's the same in the United States or any country in the world. These governments are service corporations, and service corporations don't write laws. And that's what people need to get in their heart, minds, and souls, Sean. It's that simple. I know it infuriates people when they see this for the first time, what they're going to do. It's all about intimidation. But they can intimidate a man or woman that knows the truth in their heart, minds, and their soul. And that's why this moment is so important right now, that people know who they are.
Well, that's right. And I think you know who you are, and I know who I am. We both have made sacrifices, right? I basically lost my career at Target Corporation for daring to speak the truth in the workplace to my friends about 9/11, about World Trade Center 7, about vaccines, which damaged my two oldest boys. And I paid a price for it. And I get real sick and tired of the infighting when the enemies of humanity are truly satanic. They worship Lucifer. They traffic in children. They traffic in men's souls. And they're trying to bring about World War III, Chris. We got to keep our eye over the target. So I'm really, really, really disappointed by those who would rather engage in infighting. And with that said, let's talk about Justin Trudeau and his obstruction of justice. This man is a hardcore globalist criminal and a traitor to his people. Let me play a clip and we'll get Chris's comment. Guys, these people are tyrants like we've never seen in our lifetimes. Listen to this.
It's abundantly clear that for close to 4 years, that the RCMP, who claims in a newspaper report that they conducted the most thorough and comprehensive and fair assessment of all the evidence, only interviewed three people. Are you aware of that, sir?
You know, it sounds a little bit like the investigations into our stolen election. Everything was fine. It was the most secure, safest election in American history in 2020, Chris. So just trust us. We did the investigation. God, I just pray to God every single day. And I said it to my wife last night at dinner. I pray to God every day for vengeance on these people. God's vengeance, not mine. Because these people mock God every day and God will not be mocked, Chris. I'm sure he's had quite enough at this point. As children are being butchered in Gaza and children are being butchered by the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine and people we know and care about keep dropping dead. It's not normal. It's the farthest damn thing from normal, Chris.
Yep, you're absolutely right, Sean. And Justin Trudeau, he's a maggot. Do you think I fear any of his online bills or any pieces of paper that he tries to shove down people's throats? I don't. And what you're witnessing here in Canada, for example, that the ArriveCan app, the SNL feed, look at the Picton Farm. The Picton Farm, people don't know this. Justin Trudeau, when he was going to school out in British Columbia, his roommate for 4 years was running a pedophile ring. And he wound up getting convicted and put in jail. Right? We never hear about that, do we? No. And supposedly Justin Trudeau has also signed a non-disclosure agreement because he had some sort of relations with a very underaged girl at the time. Justin Trudeau is the epitome of corruption. He's the epitome of evil in this world. And my brothers and sisters to the South, if you think Joe Biden's bad, which he is, we're all surrounded with all these psychopaths, as John Lennon said back in the 70s. That's who's running these world. And we're actually starting to see this now rolled out. And the only way, that's why I keep it simple, Sean, we got to focus on, you're absolutely right, this divisiveness, it's got to stop, right? It's a waste of time and energy. We have an extinction level event that's occurring in this world. I've said this time and time again, from these injections that people have gotten, millions, hundreds of millions of people are dying worldwide. Hundreds of millions of people's lives are being destroyed. It's absolutely disgusting. This evil is right out in the light right now. And we don't see, when you saw that man asking these maggots at the RCMP that do absolutely nothing. The heads of all these service corporations, police as well, are all corrupt. Doesn't matter if it's the RCMP, the OPP, or your local municipality. Ignorance is rampant at the highest levels of these organizations. They have demonstrated the last 4 years since this rolled out, same with everywhere around the world. Have you seen any arrests been made? Have you seen any of these people been taken down that are causing this enormous death and destruction, like Fauci, or we've got Theresa Tam, or Justin Trudeau, or Joe Biden? Look what he's doing with your borders. It's never ending. So for me, Sean, the frustrating part is, what is it going to take for the people to wake up, to understand the simplicity of this evil that we're facing and take action?
Well, that's just it. And people are so hungry for justice. We are starved for justice. But it is amusing to watch their fraudulent investigations blow up in their faces, like Fannie Willis and all of these other sycophants who have been bought and paid for by George Soros. Cliff, hey, you want to go after the bad guys? Why don't you go after George Soros hard in the paint? Why don't you go after the Rothschilds? Why don't you go after Joe Biden and his criminal family that have sold out our nation to China and Russia? That's now on the record. Why don't you go after the election stealers, those who are given awards by Biden for standing for democracy when they stood in the way of the vote and helped steal it in 2020? So in an email you sent me, Chris, there's so much evil in Canada, it may be even a better example of what happens when tyranny takes hold of a nation than in this country, because at least we still have 50 states. The Picton Farm murders, for example. You want to get into that? I mean, there is so much corruption that surrounds us. Again, God will not be mocked. He must be seething right now. We need Jesus, man.
Yep, big time. Like I said, you've got to get with your creator big time here right now, because this evil is out in this world like never before. And the Picton Farm, my dear and dear friend who was murdered back last September, David Hawkins, he did exceptional work on the Picton Farm. And this is just some of the highlights of it. When they raided this farm, there was over 100 IRS agents that were also there. What the hell is the IRS doing in Canada, along with the RCMP and other law and Secret Service enforcement agencies? They captured the software there at that time. And Bob Paulsen was the head of the RCMP, and nobody ever got this software. Nobody ever saw what happened to it. This is where all this evidence was of this pedophilia we believe that was going on there, is they were basically doing snuff films, and people from around the world were betting on this as people were being put in wood chippers and all these other horrific things that were going on. That's why they murdered David Hawkins, because he drilled right down on this. The GPT chat that you see that's out there today, they stole that from David Hawkins. He originally created that AI software back in the 80s, right? And that was pointed right at Elon Musk as well. So this corruption that's going on in our country is off the charts. And everybody needs to recognize, you're seeing no one in law enforcement is doing anything. The RCMP, they are, again, a rogue. They're not about law enforcement. They're about policy enforcements. They're there to control the narrative, to intimidate and threaten. We've seen it done with the natives in our country. We've seen it done with all the people that are trying to do the right thing. You saw what happened with the truckers that happened, the convoy in Ottawa. It's never ending, Sean. So the only way forward is people need to understand something simply. The whole COVID lie has been a lie to us, and we've got an extinction level event right now going on. How do we stop that? If I could get the police together with me for one afternoon, and it's an open call that the entire world could come and look at, we would have the police there bearing witness to the evidence being laid before them, and I can show them the solution moving forward, that we need to move a claim into a public courthouse outside of the bar, which is the biggest criminal organization in the world. This is why our countries and everything, we're seeing no justice, Sean, because in every boardroom, in every government, it doesn't matter at the municipal, the federal, the provincial level, worldwide, who is running these service corporations? Lawyers. They're the ones. So if someone that's acting as a CEO or they're doing some nefarious things, they go right to their legal department and say, hey, how are we supposed to manangle through this, you know, myriad of all these bills, acts, rules, statutes, whatever that's out there. And they've always got workarounds to protect themselves and drag things out for many years. The fact that Justin Trudeau was never interviewed with the SNL-Lavalin affair is unbelievable. And not to mention, they just to show you how bad it is, the justice in this country, they're trying to bring out this narrative, Sean, in Parliament. Last week, this just happened. They were all proud that the Parliament just passed a motion that if these two people, there was two people that were hired to originally from the company for the Arrive Can Act. That was an app that was created for when people were traveling in and out of Canada, they had to use this app to basically send their documents ahead of time. They've been vaxxed, et cetera. And if you didn't have it, well, then they use that with the Quarantine Act to charge thousands of dollars to people. It started at like $6,500, one charge when they come into the country. So what's happened with all this is these people have completely ignored all their required obligations to come. They were called to these tribunals. This is what we've got happening in Canada here. The court systems, as we know, are all corrupt. They're all operating illegal, not lawful. That's the first shoe to drop. But what they're doing now is they're moving to this theater of these tribunals. They've got an internal tribunal that's going on in Parliament. And they're all happy that now that they've passed a motion, that if these two guys who have already not showed up for the two required depositions in front of this tribunal to find out where did all this money go for Arrive Can Act. It was originally pegged at $60,000 or something like that, and it wound up being $60 million, right? We've also got another green slush fund that was $3 billion, I believe, that Christine Freeland created or whatever, or it was $1 billion. There's $300 and something million of that that's missing. Right now, they're putting $341 million was paid to 4,000 hotel accommodations to house immigrants that don't have homes in our country. And yet, as in the United States, we've got people that are dying, poor, unemployed, on the streets, looking for work, everything that they can possibly do, and they are being completely ignored. That's why they're hitting us with the immigration. They're hitting us with all these threats with the bills. They're destroying the financial market. They're destroying the food chain. This is an attack on our world. And the simplest way to stop it is to get into that courthouse with police that are awake, that are going to stand there and allow a man or a woman like Sean or Christopher, we all have a right to access that public courthouse, Sean, and move a claim of trespass against any man in this world. And we have the right to do that outside of a society we do not belong to called the bar. And that's where the problem, that's where the rubber hits the road. We are being blocked at the courthouse. When we are not being allowed to move our claim in court, it'd be the James Court or the Sean Court. you would move that before a jury of your peers. And your evidence, when you make that claim, you bring that evidence into that courtroom and you present it however you want to that jury of your peers. After you make your presentation, that man or woman that you've brought in under trespass, they have a right then to put their evidence forward if your claim not be true. And then the jury decides, is the claim that Sean or Christopher brought into this court true? And if it is, that's what makes the law. And we simply need to bring into the courts worldwide. COVID-19 was never isolated, never purified, full stop, because that takes down the entire house of cards, everything that we've been seeing going on for the last 4 years. That's the first shoe to drop. Then the second shoe to drop is when I get Justin Trudeau in that courtroom, he's going to be shown in front of the world. He's going to get asked three questions. Do you claim I or we the people are your property, Justin? He's going to say, well, no. Do you claim that you have a contract with I or any man or woman in this country, Justin, on the private side as a man or woman that we're your property? No. Well, then all that leaves, Justin, is that the service corporation you're acting through, Canada, that you've got a contract with I or we the people, that anything that you put to pen to paper has jurisdiction over us, control. Do you have that contract? No. This is how simple it is. It's not just for Canada, Sean. It's for every country in this world. It's for every man and woman in this world that can hear my voice right now. This is the power of law. Legal does not apply to us. Lawful only applies to a man or a woman or one of the people. And if they don't have a contract with you, or there's a verified claim coming into that court that you've trespassed causing wrong or harm, then there is no court. And that's what I want my fellow man or woman to know. We could turn this around, Sean, like this, in one afternoon. And that's why I'm fighting to get all the people together as quickly as we can into that courthouse with at least 500 law enforcement agencies, or pardon me, 500 law officers, police officers, military as well, because there are good men and women that are in these ranks. Unfortunately, the heads of all these organizations, just like all the alphabet agencies in the United States, they are all compromised, and there needs to be a massive cleaning of house. And there's only two ways it's going to happen. Either the elite get their way and they break into a civil war worldwide, which they're doing all their mind to start now in Ukraine. Don't get me started on what Justin Trudeau just gave to Ukraine. I showed it last week. $3 billion again to Ukraine to fight this. And I gave you a clip as well surrounding the transgender. He's given them $3 million to help people make that transition in transgender in Ukraine. Are you kidding me? This guy, these evil maggots that are basically controlling this narrative right now through the media, which they've had control of for a very long time, this is what the world is finally seeing. And the solution has to be at that courthouse, Sean.
Yep. And let me say one other thing, another potential solution, and it makes me wonder how people like Justin Castro Trudeau don't toss and turn in their beds at night worried about this possibility. The other scenario to fix this is the military stands up, or U.S. Marshals in our case, or the National Guard, or God knows who, but people are waking up in droves, and Justin Castro Trudeau ought to think about the Ceausescus in Romania and how quickly the tide turned as those tyrants were arrested, tried, and put to death all in the same day. Previous to that day, they still had total control over Romania. Guys, a switch can flip because people are fed up. And when people get fed up, things change. Like this woman. Listen to this. It's the truth. You want to hear some truth? You want to talk about the wellness company helping people get products into your hands like ivermectin and the stuff you can't get in the next pandemic that your doctor won't prescribe for you? You want to go after them? Or do you want to go after this criminal government that continues to veto a ceasefire in Gaza?
We have technology that we can see exactly who's in these locations and buildings. So they're targeting and bombing homes, knowing who and how many children were actually inside. My name is Josephine Gilbo. I'm a 17-year Army veteran. I recently got out of the military last year. Having that background as an intelligence officer and understanding what defense actually is, I can see clearly that this is not self-defense. The civilian casualties is catastrophic. They're targeting homes filled with children. The elite that sit in Capitol Hill sit there and lie over and over and over. I just want to highlight one of the biggest awakenings that I think I've had the last few weeks coming here and lobbying with the senators and the congressmen is just how corrupt our government is. And that anyone that's in the military is simply just one chess piece that they use at their leisure for their own internal gain to protect their own internal assets and money.
That gives me absolute goosebumps. A 17-year-old Army intelligence officer. She's fed up. She's had enough. We are reaching a tipping point. And she says, and I quote, "One of the biggest awakenings I've had is just how corrupt our government is. Period. Full stop." I'm going to say one more thing about this whole, you want to go after the wellness company? Let me make another point. I have never in my life, hand a Bible, made a dime off these military industrial contractors and their weapons of war. I woke up early enough that I did not want to invest. I knew. Do you think I didn't know? I was following this stuff when this criminal government went into Iraq on the back of a lie and Halliburton got all the no-bid contracts. Do you think I didn't know that? Do you think I couldn't have invested in Halliburton and made 400 or 500% just like Dick Cheney did? I never did that. I've never tried to profit from these weapons of war, and I will stand up for the people of Gaza. I will speak out against Zionism. I will speak out against the satanic agenda, Cliff High. All right.
Yep.
All right. So the point is, Chris, you and me and every red-blooded patriot in Canada and America and across the globe has had quite enough. And I think we're damn near a tipping point, my friend.
We definitely are. And the problem that still lies out there, you're absolutely right. It would be great if the military, the sheriffs, whoever stepped up. But what are they going to do, Sean, when they do that? They're going to go to lawyers still. And this is why they need to understand, no. We all enter that public courthouse in the capacity of a man or woman. And one man or woman that has the evidence of the genocide that's occurring, they have a right to move their claim. And that's what the military, the police need to do. They protect that man or woman bringing that claim into that courtroom. And they make sure that these maggots that wear the black robes, that they do not trespass. That's the other type of trespass. Trespass on the case. Because in that courthouse, at that same time, those three questions I just talked to everyone about for Justin Trudeau, you're going to say on the public record in front of everybody, hundreds of people in that courtroom, right in front of all these maggots wearing the black robe. Who claims I'm property? Who's got a contract with me on the private side that I'm property? Or who's got a contract with the service corporation they're acting through right now as a justice or judge, magistrate, whatever title you've given yourself, that I am property? It's going to be dead silence. In that moment, I or any other man or woman will have established in that courthouse jurisdiction. I, a man, one of the highest authorities in this world. We are all equal under the law, man or woman. I'm moving a claim of genocide against these people, and I have the verifiable evidence to back it up. And once the world sees that happen in one courthouse, Sean, then everybody understands the gig's up for the bar. We'll start flooding our courthouses with proper claims, and the arrest warrants will start to go out. And then the great people in the military, the police, they will be able to go after these people powerfully and see that there is accountability. Most of these people are not going to make it past a few minutes in court once the correct questions are put forward to them and they don't produce the evidence that COVID-19 SARS-2 is isolated, purified. Then we throw down the gauntlet of all the millions of deaths that have happened worldwide. And those people need to be walked out. They need to be hung right in front of the world so that everybody understands that truth is coming and we're going to rid this world of this evil once and for all.
Guys, you know what's so important about the way Chris speaks? He is a constant reminder of our duty as patriots. If and when a government becomes tyrannical and abusive to these ends, to preserve our life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, which to me is justice, and we don't get that anymore, it is our duty to throw off these governments and create new governments based on the foundations of those principles I just mentioned. We have been thrown under the bus by these criminal governments and the mockingbird mainstream media whores like Anderson Cooper and Rachel Maddow. You know the drill. And now we've got these absolute psychotic Marxist sycophants saying that we're crazy, we're Christian nationalists, because we believe, evidently falsely, she thinks, that our rights are given to us by God. They're inherent. Therefore, no man can take away our rights. This is what they believe, guys. They believe we're crazy to believe in the founding fathers and the documents that gave us life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
The one thing that unites all of them, because there's many different groups orbiting Trump, but the thing that unites them as Christian nationalists, not Christians, by the way, because Christian nationalists is very different, mm-hmm. is that they believe that our rights as Americans, as all human beings, don't come from any earthly authority. They don't come from Congress. They don't come from the Supreme Court. They come from God.
All right, I'm coming back to you. Chris, I have two words for her. I'll abbreviate them. F you.
Absolutely, Sean, and it's not a laughing matter. You know, she said one word there that people need to recognize. What's the population right now in the United States, Sean? Is it 350?
Well, we don't know because so many illegals have come. Are we going to count the illegals? I mean, it could be 400 million at this point. I mean, that's what Biden would like. Do you know that Biden just got busted? This criminal administration just got busted flying some 340,000 illegals into the interior of the country to bypass the border, to bypass the cameras, to bypass the documentation. It's open treason in this country, Chris.
Absolutely. And going back to what that woman was talking about there, let's look at Trump. So let's just say you got 350 million people in the country. Are you telling me that the best that the incredible American people can come up with is Donald Trump and his background and or Joe Biden or any of these other maggots that are out there? When have you heard Trump say one word about the genocide that's occurring in Gaza? When do you hear Donald Trump? I saw a clip of him yesterday. He was sitting at a table with a sheriff or someone, and I don't know exactly where it was. I'll have to find that clip for you. Maybe you can find it, Sean. But he was basically saying, he's sitting there and the sheriff's saying, you know, we want to do this asset forfeiture. That's taking your mind, the people's property, before there's any guilty verdict rendered in these kangaroo courts. And Donald Trump says, absolutely, that's ridiculous that you have to wait to take these people's property, right? Are people not getting it, Sean? They need to wake up. There is no solution in this, as you know, Robert Young says, the pollution with Masterpiece, but the pollution that we have right now in our consciousness of who is good and who is bad is off the charts. And that's why I believe you are attacked so much with what's going on right now, because you are really being a light to this world, Sean. And we need this truth to get into the hearts and minds and souls of everyone. They've got to share the simplicity of this, and then we've got to take action, because otherwise everyone's just sitting here expecting somebody else to get it done, and it's not going to happen. And we keep going further and further and further, being pushed off that cliff. And you're right, we're at a tipping point right now.
And you are helping wake up humanity as well. You and I and everybody else, hey, Sarah Westall, everybody else on Cliff's List, I stand with y'all because I know where your hearts are. You're trying to do what MSNBC, Washington Post, who sent a hitman, basically a hit journalist, to my doorstep two Father's Days ago on Sunday at 5 p.m., said he's going to do a piece on me and I wasn't going to like it, so I ought to talk to him. So they're sending mercenaries in the employ of multi-billionaires like Jeff Bezos to the homes of citizen journalists. And by the way, I do have a journalism degree. I'm absolutely fit to be tied, because here, let me show you this. I just had a conversation last night with my wife about this too, because as you all know, those who've been listening to me, our friend, our family friend, Bob, died suddenly in his sleep on the evening of November 13th. No expectation of death. He was 64 years old. He had just buried his father a year previous. You know how old his dad was when he died? 98. There was no expectation of death, but Bob died alone in a big, beautiful house he had just built for his future grandchildren. And I just found out, I knew he had taken the vaccine. Chris, I knew he had taken the vaccine, but what I just found out from my daughter that I didn't know, he had taken four. He took three boosters and the original. I guarantee you that thing killed him. And to add injury to insult, last night, we just found out that another friend of ours, her best friend of 40 years, just died suddenly. She didn't feel good. She went down to take a nap, and 2 hours later, her daughters found her dead. This is not normal. And I told my wife, I can't believe that we live in a country and a world so criminal that that bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine is not only still out there, not only still being advertised, they're working on new boosters, and they want to force this thing on our kids and on college students. But thank God, breaking, the Florida Supreme Court has accepted a writ of mandamus to stop and seize the mRNA shots, I would call them bioweapons, currently in production, and those still being provided by quote-unquote healthcare officials. Those are death care officials. Those are people in the pocket of Satan and Pfizer. So thank God I wrote, ban the bioweapon, then indict and arrest Albert Bourla and his co-conspirators for premeditated mass murder. Chris, my God, I mean, the time has come. Why is this bioweapon still out in the marketplace?
Oh, you're absolutely right. It's not just out there. I don't know if you're familiar, but in Quebec, they're launching a new big promotion about it with the Health Minister of Canada, the Service Corporation, last week, promoting the big Moderna plant that they're building in Quebec. They're so proud of it, getting everybody through the pandemic and getting ready for the next one. They're also building another factory out in Saskatchewan, right? This is what I'm saying. Canada is a cesspool for this corruption or whatever. And I don't know if you've got Moderna plants or more plants being built out there with the vaccinations, but here in Canada, I'll tell you, it is off the charts, and it is going to take. I had a past RCMP officer come on. He's a great man, but hopefully he'll bring on his show. His name's Don Matheson, and this man is in his 80s. God bless him, but he sees the massive corruption. He's got the evidence of the rapes, the murders, the deaths, the killing that was going on within the RCMP. Within their own ranks, and it's all been covered up. And he can't take it more anymore as well. So this is why truce time has come. We must find that vehicle to get into that courthouse, because there is a myriad of all this corruption that's going on around us. And to the average man or woman, Sean, that haven't spent the time you and I have educating ourselves over the last 20 years, 30 years, it's like shooting fish in a barrel. They don't know which end is up. They don't know who to trust. They're still looking at the mainstream television, believing in whatever's coming across those lines. And that's why this is a war like never before. It is for the consciousness of the mind of man. And we have a duty and obligation, as you and I have both said for a long time, to step up into the light and root this evil out.
God bless you, man. All right. I'm going to try to calm down. I got to tell you, the one thing that ticks me off more than anything else is the infighting, right? Alex Jones helped wake me up in 1998. He was seminal in my awakening. Say what you want, guys, about Alex Jones. There's nobody I'd rather meet, and I don't think there's anybody I respect more, because he's taken the slings and arrows decade after decade after decade. They tried to buy him out. They promised him he'd be worth $100 million if he just signed on the dotted line. They'd make him as big as Rush Limbaugh, and he refused. Say what you want about Donald Trump. I will stand with these men and against those of you who would prefer to infight. Because look, Chris, you and I are friends, but I mean, I truly can't see in your heart. Only God can. All right. I don't know what lies in these people's hearts, but I'm doing my level best every single day to follow the light, listen to my inner light, Jesus Christ himself, who I think guides me in the right way on a daily basis. So how would you like to wrap this up? I guess we do have some good news. Those of you who have the graphene in your body, those of you, whether you took the vaccine or not, whether you took the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine or not, or if you've sadly been transfected, like Dr. Robert Young believes is happening to all of us, the good news is, Chris, there is a way, several ways, in fact, to get this stuff out of our bodies.
Yes, the masterpiece, I've never sold or I've never promoted or done anything in the last 4 years. I've stood on my square surrounding the law and teaching people what is actually going on and the trespasses. But this is of epic proportions right now, what's going on. There's not, to my knowledge, a product like Masterpiece that is out there. It is not opinion. It is proven we have the verifiable results now. After 90 days, it's removed up to, for example, your forever chemicals, plastics. We've got a graph here that I sent you. I don't know if we're able to show that, but it is absolutely astonishing. After 90 days, basically, they've seen upwards of just between 80 and 90% of all forever chemicals removed. That's the plastics, that's the heavy metals, and that's the graphene oxide. And that is absolutely incredible. The one thing that is very, very disturbing, you'll see on this chart, it says PE, and that stands for, I believe, it's called Fosner. This is something that Dr. Robert Young had them test for in the UK. And people say, well, what's Fosner? Well, this was a chemical that was banned after the First World War, Sean. And yet they found it in all three test subjects. So we have another placebo test going now with 24 that's going to be phenomenal to be done in the next 90 days. And when that's finished, if we get the same results back here, which we believe is going to happen, we're getting hundreds of communications coming in from people within a few days saying that they're feeling clearer in their head, they're sleeping better, they're dreaming again. Obviously, it's not about dreaming. It's obviously about getting that graphene oxide out of your body. And I've been on it for 3 months now, and I just had my blood work looked at on Monday this week. And my blood work looks really, really good. It had little bits of graphene. I've not been vaccinated, but people need to understand we're being sprayed with this aerosol-y. This is how they've been getting it into us for a very long time. It's built up. And the two great products that really work on this is the first one is the Masterpiece, which Sean has got the links for on his site, which is incredible. Five drops twice a day. That's all you have to do. This one bottle, it's only $53, will last you 2 months, less than a dollar a day. And then the other product, so this works on the intercellular, inside the cell. It gets right in at the cellular level and pulls the graphene, heavy metals, and forever chemicals, plastics out of it. Then it replenishes it with marine plasma. The other one that takes care of everything outside of the cell is Masterpiece Restore. Okay, Master Restore. These two elements together, Sean, are absolutely incredible. And like I said, this is a fight. As you saw in that chart you showed there earlier, it's still that this is in 90 days. And what I've learned from Dr. Robert Young and Carolyn Mansfield, the woman that's behind this study that's out in the UK, she says normally to see these type of results, you're looking at a year or 2 years. If you're lucky, it's going to get that out in that amount of time. We've seen this in record time, but what we also acknowledge to everybody, this is not a be-all end stop with Masterpiece. This is going to get it down to such a low level that we are going to still be able to have control of our bodies and push back against this evil, be it through the Y-band, wireless body area network, and how they're infiltrating us with technologies and using the graphene to get control, transhumanize us. It's a very, very powerful way forward, but this gives us a shot right now. It's an incredible light to this world. It's all natural product. There's nothing in it that's a chemically based. And like I said, Sean, I think you've seen the results already yourself over the last month and a half since you've been speaking about this. This is finally catching on. This is why, Paul, we got last week, we got over 400 million hits, attacks on the website of Masterpiece. And our AI guy that's in behind it, he's a brilliant man. He's a genius. He's been fighting it left and right. And this is what they're doing. They're attacking everybody that is on the forefront of these truths. So I'm more than proud, Sean, and wrapping it up here saying, I'm standing shoulder to shoulder with you, Sean, and every way possible moving forward, including the incredible American people and the Canadian people are standing together. It's time we come together. It's time we put our resources together and hunt these people down and get them into these public courthouses. And I'm telling you, let the justice be served.
Yeah, I pray to God for it every single day. And that wasn't tongue in cheek. It's time for Jesus to come back and just cleanse, man. Bring these people to justice. I would love to watch the trials and the executions on live TV. And that's not the way I'm wired. I'm never one of those people that would have ever wanted to see that in the past. But these people have so much blood on their hands. Okay. All over the world, dropping bombs now on Yemen, Syria, Iraq. It's never going to end. Endless war. Trying to get Russia into World War III. These people have lost their friggin' minds, but of course they have, because they bow down to Lucifer. Of course they're insane. It's just, I got to tell you. And now they're putting this stuff, they're finding the nanotech and the graphene in articaine and turbicane, the dental anesthesia. I mean, guys, we have jumped the shark. So you can follow guys like Chris and me and Alex Jones, whoever you want, pick your poison. Stu Peters, I don't care, but we all are alternatives to the whore mockingbird mainstream media, which sends mercenaries to the homes of citizen journalists at 5 p.m. on a Sunday on Father's Day. Okay. That's what we're up against. Okay. So if you all want to get mired down in the infighting and the, oh, this guy knows more than that guy and you can't trust that guy because he got one thing wrong, I got two words for you. Let me abbreviate. I stand with the Lord Jesus Christ. I stand on the side of truth and I stand with humanity. Full stop, period. Okay. I don't earn money from military industrial contractors. I don't earn money from Pfizer. The money I earn is from trying very hard to partner with people I trust who are standing with humanity. And in the case of the wellness company, I guess I'll have to do more digging. I don't know what the big stink is about. But in the case of the wellness company, I've interviewed a couple of the doctors who lost their jobs for speaking truth about the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. And they ended up at the wellness company where now they can talk to you via video conferencing or Zoom during the next pandemic, so you don't end up in the hospital in an emergency situation and put your loved one on a vent in remdesivir, which will most surely kill them. Y'all getting the message? I'm fed up with the infighting. There is no place for it when we are all under brutal attack by Luciferians who literally are trying to kill us every single day. Chris, I love you very much. I'll give you the last word.
Well, Sean, like I said, love is the most powerful force in this world. And you and I, we've never met each other, but I've admired and watched what you've done for the last 4 years. You were an incredible light to this world. And even though YouTube and everyone tried to take you down, you stood your ground, you fought. And now I think you are really coming into your own right now. All of us are. And we are forming a front line, a really, truly powerful front of truth and knowledge. And more importantly, with the solution to move forward simply to get the arrests of these people. This is time for action. So anyone hearing these words, please check out my website, awarriorcalls.com. I do a live stream every Thursday night. Please join us. You can subscribe right off. It's free right at the top of my website. There you're learning in real time law. You're also seeing in real time the incredible things that Sean talks about as well with our current events. And it always comes back to that very simple, powerful solution. Know who you are. Understand that legal doesn't apply to a man or woman. Understand that the bar is a criminal organization. And these public courthouses, we need to access them en masse, moving our claims in courts outside of that society, the bar, and see that justice is finally done. And I stand with you. My creator is my light. No one stands between me and him, and no one's going to get me off my square. I'm in this. I will die on this hill. all right, for mankind right now. And I've lived and I've walked the walk for 20 years. We never got into it, but I had an initiative in the music and entertainment industry back in 2001, $1.5 billion. It was launching in 10 countries. Microsoft and Cisco partnered with me. They attacked me and my family, Sean. They shut me down and they ended up murdering my father, right? This is all tied into it. We've never got into that, but I am still here and I'm here for this very reason. The good Lord is protecting us, Sean, and we will see the light and we will see justice done.
God bless you, man. I didn't know that story, so maybe you'd be willing to share that publicly and come back on and do it again. That sounds very, very interesting. I think that one thing that we've all learned, and believe it or not, that quarterback, former Packer quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, he's recognizing it. Joe Rogan is recognizing it. Spiritual warfare is what's happening on this planet, okay? These people hate us, they hate our families, and they most certainly hate your children, all right? So stand with us, stand for truth, and stand for your family. Stand up, speak out, and let's take our world back, guys, because we're very near a tipping point. Chris, can you remind people how they can find your great work?
Yeah, awarriorcalls.com. That's the best place to find me. And then I do a live stream every Thursday night. I'm on all the platforms, BitChute, Rumble, and Brighteon. And like I said, Sean and I were coming together with a lot of great people now, and we are going to be the point of this spear. There's no question. So please keep supporting us, especially paying attention to all the work and the truth that we're bringing forward to this world very simply and very powerfully. This is the fight for mankind right now. We must stop this extinction level event.
Chris, thanks for your time. We'll talk to you again soon.
God bless, Sean.
God bless you. Friends, thanks so much for tuning in. You'll have to forgive me if I've had a little ire in this one. Look, I don't stand for the infighting. I will not engage in the infighting. But if you want to come after me, be prepared. I will come out guns blazing because I will not be your victim. Like God, I don't suffer fools. Friends, I'll remind you every single day for free. Check us out for free to get the antidote to corporate mockingbird mainstream media lies and gaslighting at sgtreport.com. May God truly bless and inspire you and protect your family. Bye-bye.
The kings of the earth, the powerful men, the rulers and the tyrants that are conquerors of nations, they're going to burrow their way into the hills, into the mountains and the caves, and they are going to literally do everything they can to hide from the wrath of the one that is coming.